bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is a thank you. I saw that. I heard thank you. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, we were talking about that yesterday. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't like how I sound right now. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's the headphones. I don't know. I don't like. Do I sound like I got something in my throat, or I don't know what that is. Feeling some kind of way today. It's Tuesday. I don't like Tuesdays. I don't like Tuesdays. For some reason, Tuesdays are just not my day. I don't get it. I do, by the way. Have a guest coming on for Entrepreneurship Tuesday that I think you will enjoy and listen to and see what's going on. I also have my top five at five coming up. Tory Lowe's show, again, will be following after my show. We got 24 hours, well, 11 hours of the greatest radio I think you will listen to this side of the Mississippi. And go have a great time. But I'm disturbed by something. I am bothered by how we look at the world. Now, when I say we, that's not a Good Karma Brands we. That's a Black Truth Nation we. That's a Black Milwaukee we. That's a Black Wisconsin, Black America we. That's a Black global we. I've learned in my few years on this wonderful place we call Earth that how I feel about something is usually dismissed by other people because of my race and because of my age. Now, I'm perfectly fine with that. If you want to dismiss everything I say and everything I do based on the fact that I'm Black or a male or I'm older or over a certain age, not a millennial, not a Gen Z. You know, I constantly think back and wonder about the things I said and thought about other people who were older than me when I was in my 20s and 30s. And to be honest with you, I never had the thought, I didn't have the thought that other people didn't understand or other people didn't know what was going on, because I know now they actually did. See, we're the ones, when we're in our 20s and 30s, that are trying to change everything and be innovative because we want to make our mark. And we want to make, you know, money and prestige and be known. And we look at older people as being in the way. People that got you what you have, put you through school, fed you, clothed you, and gave you all the information and access to everything you have. But yet in the back of your mind, they're old. But I've learned to embrace it, because that gives me carte blanche not to bother with you, not to talk to you, not to worry about, right? And so we talk about culture. We always talk about culture, but the problem is the people that are talking about culture are not talking about my culture. They're talking about their culture, and that you should acquiesce to their culture. Your culture. All right. I just had to clear whether or not I could say a word like sucks on the radio, because your culture sucks. Let me rephrase that. White culture sucks. And it's not a negative. It sucks. Right? Black culture sucks too, in a way. There are some things about that are not transferable that are okay. But you don't get to sport it because it's not transferable and then say, ha, because I have this and you don't. Well, I'm better than you, because it's just not true. If we're actually going to get rid of race, we can't do it by erasing everything that happened in the past. And we can't do it by bringing up everything that happened in the past. So white people need to acknowledge that it happened. Black people need to get over that it happened. The problem with many whites is that they want you to forget what happened, because then they don't have to feel like they're responsible for what happened. When in fact, much of what they have and much of the lineage that they have, the money, the prestige, the education, was built on how you took advantage of black people. On how you owned real estate in Milwaukee and charged them just low enough to live there, but just high enough, and you owned enough buildings to pay for kids and grandkids to go to college, pay for that huge house you had out in Brookfield and Oconomowoc, knowing that you made millions of dollars and secured your family's generational wealth for 2 to 3 generations to come, while you jacked over black people in Milwaukee. And then you have the audacity to say you can do it too. So yesterday when Brad Schimmel brought up, he had a problem with the E for equity because he thought we want equality of outcome. In our private conversation, I said some things, but think about the fact that you would think in your brain that black people cannot be equal to you by virtue of the fact that you're white makes no sense. You just can't expect equality of outcome. The only people that have problems with equality of outcome is you. You're the one that gets mad when we excel. You're the one that burned down buildings and houses and land and kill people because you perceive them to be equal to you, if not better. And so we're supposed to go on getting rid of black when, in fact, I'm wearing more black. Every single time I walk out the house, I got something that says I'm black on it. And if you have a problem, I hope you walk up to me and say something. I do. If it's okay for you to be Irish, if it's okay for you to be Italian, if it's okay for you to be Haitian, if it's okay for you to be from South Africa, I could be black. Unfortunately, African-American and black are synonymous. So I'm not calling myself African-American. I'm calling myself black. Yeah, it's a little irritating for you, but you'll be okay. You know why? Because I've had to put up with it for that long. I'm tired of not being who I am. I'm not apologizing for who I am, what I do, hair, culture, nothing. I'm not. And if you don't like it, too bad. Because my favorite three words, I don't care. So then what do we do? How do we make this work? Number one, there is a level of unattainability about the past that you're never going to get. And if you got a comment, 833-212-1017 is the number. You need to understand the unattainability of the past. We're not going back. We can't go back. All those things happened in the past. You cannot change them. So you need to let go. The problem is you don't understand that moving forward, the future is a horizon, and a horizon was never meant to be reached. So then you have to ask yourself, what do you do? I'm stuck in this space, and every generation has it. Silent generation had it. Boomers had it. X had it. Millennials had it. And now Gen Z will have it in about 5 years. They're going to reach their 30s, and they will have worked at something for about 5, 8, 10 years, and they're going to look back, and they're going to realize that no matter what happened in the past, they cannot attain it. They can't reach it. They got to do it for themselves, no matter what their parents did, their grandparents, their great-grandparents. The problem is, as they look to the future, the horizon is too far away. But they need to understand that you can never reach the horizon. You'll stop working. Oh, all I got to do is graduate from high school and I'm good. No, you're not. Because when you stop, your life ends. And in the end, we have to understand there's only one thing you have to do in this life. And no disrespect, I'm talking to the black people. There's only one thing you have to do. Is it great advice for everybody? Absolutely. Not because it's just coming from me. But when you recognize that the past is unattainable and you can never go back to it, and the future's on the horizon that you'll never reach, all you have to do is keep moving.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. 833-212-1017 is the number. I love YouTube's algorithm, right? So when y'all go to break and I'm on the main page, it says jamming with Juice. Keep moving. Truth in the Afternoon. And that's the algorithm that's behind. And so I learned that it just does that. I think Sherwin showed up one day, and then Tory Lowe showed up one day, and it's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool too, because it kind of cross promotes all the shows and all that. But if you just go to YouTube and stream and watch us live, you can go to YouTube and Google 101.7 The Truth, or you can go to just 101.7thetruth.com and click watch live. You can check us out. When you get to YouTube, click that little bell, bing, and then you never miss a show because it'll tell you, hey, dude, it's on live. Gerardo say, where'd everybody go? I don't know. But let me do this. 833-212-1017 is the number. What I usually do and what I usually don't do is I usually don't log into YouTube, but I'm gonna log into YouTube today. See what's going on. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I got the top five at five coming up. I got the interview. I still don't have the information. Can you type it in the thing? Okay. Because I like when people tell me stuff and they expect, like, my brain is going to actually remember that. I still have to look up at the clock to know what time it is, and then I got to glance again after 5 seconds to remember the time that I just looked at. No. So sometimes I got to, you know. Well, at least I'm honest, right? It's not that I forget, but you tend to get distracted so many times that you normally don't do it. So during my open, as a black race in general, which is probably not good, we seem to be stuck in the past. We seem to be stuck in the things that black people have done to us, that black people have done and had to do in order to get where they are without really recognizing that times have moved forward. And so when something resembles something that was done in the past, everybody gets upset. Everybody gets, oh, my God, it's this. Well, and nobody listens to those elders who are trying to tell you this is how you get around that. This is how we won. But nobody listens. Like when you get over a certain age, nobody listens to you. And that's perfectly fine. And so I told some people in an organization I'm in that, you know, this is the last year. Like at the end. Oh, my microphone died. Okay. At the end of this year, I'm tapping out. Hey, done. Y'all handle it. Y'all younger. You got all the energy and blink and vinegar and all that other stuff. Got to tighten this. And do your thing. Do you. Oh, we really need. No, because you don't listen now. And if you're not listening now, you're not going to listen at the end of the year. You didn't listen last year, so you listen now. Now, I'm going to be financial. I'm a support, but I'm not going to be there doing the work. Y'all do the work. Because you seem to believe that you have the right way to do it because you know what's best. You have no real experience. But then that's okay. Somebody told me, people have a right to be wrong. Well, that's not true. Bishop Hines told me. People got a right to be wrong. But then if they're wrong, you got to let them fix it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to let them fix it. But I'm not doing the work at all. I'm done. I am checked out. I have phoned it in, and I am done. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. Stuff that's happening in the community, I love it. I'll support it. But I am not lifting a finger to do any more work. I'm done. I'm going to cherry pick the work that I do. Instead of just working for the sake of working, doing everybody else is going to work and pull up no, we're not. I'm not rolling up my sleeves. I'm not getting gloves and masks. I'm not doing that anymore at all. And the reason I'm not is because I'm not seeing any fruitful return on it. I'm not seeing any fruitful return in the black community as it relates to the work we're doing. We are spinning our wheels. And it's unfortunate. It really is. It's really unfortunate because now I understand why many of the black leadership that used to be here is not here anymore. I get it. I get it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Lana Banana, you are on 1017.
Excuse me. Hello, how are you doing, Dr. Ken Harris?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I just wanted to make, I woke too. I just wanted to make a comment about, like, you know, when you said black people are living in the past. My comment on that is that we can't help but live in the past because what's happening in the past is still happening in the present. You know, it's present day, you know, slavery. Going on, not in the form that it was back
okay,
then.
Okay, so, stop, in some stop, cases, yeah. Stop. Like what?
Okay.
Like
okay.
What? No, answer.
Okay.
Answer my question. Like what? Give me the example of like slavery what? That's going on today.
Like when we find black people that's hung in a tree, and they said that they committed suicide when they didn't.
When is this and where was this?
In, I feel it was Mississippi. And I believe, I don't know what his name is, but I believe it was in Mississippi with that with that young black man a couple of months ago.
Okay. So how's that stopping everybody? How's that stopping everybody from doing something if one black man? And so what do we do? We slow down everything. We stop everything. And I'm not dismissing it.
No.
I'm making a point.
I know.
So you say it's still happening. For me, still happening. We had about 50 or 100 of them or two. One is too much. But if we don't have proof that he was found hanging in a tree and somebody killed him, which somebody probably did if he was hanging in a tree and he didn't kill himself, that's an issue. But then what about everything else? What about everything else?
We don't stop. We don't stop everything and focus on the past. It's just that we have to keep on moving forward into the future and recognize that there are some things in the past that is trying to prevent us from going to the future and having a happy future. For example, when wear their German shirts and they wear their Italian shirts.
You wear a
and
black
I wear
shirt.
My 1619 okay. project. I wear my 1619 project shirt and hat. And a white person, this is a true story.
Okay.
White person come up to me and ask me, why am I wearing that?
Well, here's the kicker. Wait. Here's the kicker. 1619 Project has already been proven to be not true as it relates to the article that she wrote in, I think, the New York Times or the New Yorker, that black historians, famous black historians with PhDs in history, have proven that what she said and the connection she made in terms of slavery starting in 1619 for financial reasons in America was incorrect. So I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for my correction. I won't wear it anymore.
No. Don't listen to my. Don't do what other people do. Don't listen to my correction. Get on Google.
But
get
if
on,
it's not true, get I on, don't wear it.
Listen to what I'm saying. Make up your mind for yourself. Do not let me make up your mind. Let me confirm what you found out, and vice versa.
Okay, I go find out and see if that's true, and then I'll say, Dr. Ken Harris, you confirmed it.
But that doesn't take away from the fact that slavery came to America in 1619. The reasons why it came here are questionable because of the person who wrote the history were the ones that won because of slavery. So, of course, the history they wrote may not necessarily be accurate. All I'm saying is that we have to look at things with open eyes.
Okay, and then also, I'm looking at this with open eyes, too. White people are living in the past, too.
Absolutely.
You got the institutional racism. You know, so it's not only black people that's living in the past. White people are, too, and everybody else who wanted to jump on that white person bandwagon.
But guess what? If you're jumping on a black person bandwagon and they're jumping on a white person bandwagon, don't y'all cancel each other out? Like, why do we get upset that white people show that they white, but black people are supposed to be able to show that they're black, and white people can't do it? It's racist. That makes no sense to me.
It should be that everybody. It should be that everybody can do it.
Correct.
There's no problem. There's no problem wearing a German shirt if you're German or a Italian shirt if you're Italian. Well, let us wear our shirts too. Let me wear my Ethiopian
T-shirt. But wait a minute.
T-shirt.
But what do you mean, let you? Like, when did you, like, maybe it's just me and I know it's my personality, but you're not going to charge me up and tell me something I'm wearing you don't like. I was sitting somewhere wearing the same sweatshirt I have now for the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and he snarled. And I looked at him, and I said, you got a problem with my sweatshirt? You got a problem with me calling myself black? And he didn't say anything.
See, the thing is, when I say let me, is because I'm going to continue to wear it. But let me wear my shirt in peace, and you worry about yours.
But you got a right to say what you want to say. I just don't care. So say what you want to say. You can be a Nazi. You can hate black people. You can hate Hispanic. I just, like, how you feel about something and what you think about it is of no concern to me. If you don't like me and you don't know me, why am I bothering? I don't care.
They're the one with the problem.
Wait. But if I decide not to like you and I have a problem, that's my prerogative.
Yes, that's your prerogative to have a problem.
But we don't leave people to their own volition. We don't leave people. Let them have their dreams, and you want to build up your Nazi regime and you want to do all that. Whatever. As long as it don't affect me and my family, you're golden.
That's what I'm saying. As long as it doesn't affect me and my people and my family, you know, don't come up in my face saying something negative about what I'm wearing and you wearing what you're wearing yourself.
Now, why did you say it can't affect your people? Because are you taking on... Right, the fight of the people, or because it sounded like it was a little out of order.
I'm not taking the fight of the people. Is that's who I am? I am a black person,
right.
And I come from black people,
right?
And so I'm proud of my people,
sure.
And I at least want something to be put in place for my people, which means black people.
Okay.
I'm not trying to save everybody, but I'm just saying in general for my people. To be able to wear whatever they want to wear that pertains to being black and proud,
right?
Without being harassed.
But then we can't get mad.
That's a form of bullying.
But then, well, who cares if it's bullying? Come on, like people need to grow up. Everybody gets bullied. Everybody gets pushed around. You got to learn how to stand up for yourself.
And bullies need to learn how to shut up and mind their business before they get their a whooped.
Well, okay. They'll just get it whooped.
Yeah.
But this avoiding bullying stuff is just weird to me.
That's
weird. At some point, we have to recognize that you are the person that needs to take care of you. And you're the person that needs to make sure that your family is taken care of. We just miss the fact that you have to start with you and your family. If you just pay attention to that, the black community would be phenomenal. But we're too busy worrying about everybody else's business and everybody else's what they're going to do to the point where we're telling people, have you ever heard somebody that's Italian tell somebody they're not really Italian? Or somebody that's Jewish, you're not really Jewish because you don't do this. We're the only idiots that actually do that to other black people. But you're not really black because you don't believe this. You don't vote this way. You don't eat this food. You don't talk this way. Like, who does that?
So it's like they're putting the black people, you know, against the standard, I guess. I mean, you know, the white folks, but comparing us to the white folks, like everything the white people do is right. That's what those type of black people do. And they, you know, live their lives in accordance to what the white people like, what's agreeable with them. You know, will they talk about this? If they do, then I won't wear it. You know what I'm saying? But what I mean by my people, too, is when I'm in public.
Right.
And if a black person is getting disrespected, you know, anybody, too, but especially black people, I'm going to, and they not say anything, I'm going to speak up for them.
Well, maybe they don't need you to speak up for them. Maybe they're just not saying something on purpose.
No, they need me to speak up.
No, you don't get to speak for other, again, you don't get to speak for other people. If someone's hollering at me in public and I'm not saying anything, that... For me, that literally means I don't really care about what you feel, so go and finish what you say because I'm going to move on. Like, you can't assume, it doesn't matter if you give an example, you can't assume that you need to step in for everybody and be everybody's savior. That's what many...
Not everybody.
Listen, that's what many white people think when they talk about being your ally. Nobody asked you to be my ally.
I don't trust them.
Don't generalize like that because there are good people all over the world of all races and all makes and models. So don't do that.
You just generalized. You said when white people say they are ally, you just generalized too, Dr. Ken Harris.
Listen to what I'm saying. You said something very specific and applied it to white people. There are some good people that happen to be white in the world.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And don't be trying to call me out on my own show. What's wrong with you?
Oh, it's you. It's a dialogue, Dr. Ken Harris. Listen, Dr. Ken Harris, sir, man.
Good point. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. We're just talking about the past and how the past is not really, you can't attain the past. It's gone. But when we look to the future, we're constantly fighting towards doing something that we also have to realize we're never going to attain. But if we just keep moving and show other people how to move, I think we'll make it.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Man, I get this right. My head back to my back. You know I'm popping tag. But man, I got this swag. Man, I got this swag. My head back to my back. You know I'm popping tag. But man, I got this swag. I swear when I serve. Now I be serving swag. I'm on here now.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We want you to be there, so go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. Okay, you ready? You got some paper, pencil, your phone? Truth Community Cleanup, all one word, .com. Sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Sub. So register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. Tory Lowe Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. till 12 noon, presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Reyes, Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management, because y'all got to have somewhere to take the garbage. 833-212-1017 is the number. So in the 5 o'clock hour, I have a guest coming up that's going to be talking about some things that I believe. And before I do that, I'm going to let her tell you about her business and what's going on and how you can help and all this, because it's Entrepreneurship Tuesday. And so we like to, you know, bring out some of the best of business in the black community here on 1017 The Truth. So I was looking at a story in JS Online, and it kind of intrigued me because because it showed Hakeem Jeffries says a Crawford victory could lead to congressional maps better for Democrats. So here's the problem I'm having. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic U.S. House Minority Leader, advocated for Wisconsin voters to elect liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford, believing she would redraw congressional districts more favorably for Democrats. The fact that you would say that about a Democrat, forget a Democrat, a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate is the reason why I have issues voting for her. I have issues voting for Schimmel. Vote for who you want. But when you start running as a judge and you're telling me, hey, by the way, no matter what, we're always going to err on the side of voting Democrat and making sure Democrats get more. So if the Democrats don't like a certain law that comes before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you're going to err on the side of supporting Democrats and not following the rule of law? Got a problem with that. Jeffrey's comments support Republican claims that Crawford aimed to alter Wisconsin's congressional maps to benefit Democrats, a charge Crawford denies. But yet Hakeem Jeffries just said it. Hey, we want to get you in because we're expecting you to change the maps. Like what? Oh, and we don't like them black people. So when those cases come up in front of you, we need you to vote this way. What? You're supposed to be apolitical. You're supposed to be. Okay. Democratic U.S. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told supporters on yesterday that it is important for Wisconsin voters to elect liberal state Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford so she and other justices can redraw congressional districts in a way that is more favorable to the party. His comments, of course, like I said, bolster that claim that that's what she would do. Labeling Crawford a strong Democratic candidate, which is bizarre to me, because you should be running nonpartisan as a judge. So this has turned so separate, so divisive, that now we're just accepting that people are liberal and conservative when they run for the Supreme Court. Democrats lined up behind Crawford. Republicans lined up behind conservative candidate. Now, I like how they don't call Crawford liberal, but they call Brad Schimmel conservative. That's the kind of writing that I don't like. That's the kind of issues I have that when it's supportive and when you want Hakeem Jeffries supporting the believed to be liberal Susan Crawford, then it's okay for you to write all those things in. But yet it's right here. Because it's almost like you know. And instead of calling him Democrats lined up behind Crawford, they wrote and Republicans behind conservative candidate instead of just writing Republicans behind Brad Schimmel. Why did you write conservative in there? Because you want a double whammy against conservatives. I've seen conservative writings on Fox News do the same thing about liberals. And they play this word salad game that has no place in any of this. The winner of the high-stakes race will determine the ideological direction of the court. If Crawford wins, liberals will retain their one-seat majority. If Schimmel wins, it would give conservatives control they lost in 2023. Why is it important, Jeffrey says in a live discussion on social media platform X? Because they're gerrymandering congressional lines right now in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 50-50 state, as I mentioned, but there are six Republicans and only two Democrats out of an eight-person delegation because the lines are broken. So watch this. We have this thing in our mind, black people, that things have to be commiserate, right? Whoa, if we're 80% of the population, then we should have 80% of everything. Well, that's not how it works. But that's how white people think. Well, we're the majority, so we should be the majority of everything. Well, not everything. That's the trouble. When we talk about disparities, you have to be careful. Because when you talk about a disparity, if you equalize it, you might lose more than you thought. Because eventually it's going to come around the race. Yeah, they'll use the ideological, they'll use the right. But when Obama got in office, what did they do? Oh, you need these experienced people. And they were all white. And then they ran the black people they had in there out. And so you ended up with one black guy president and everybody on this cabinet, everybody that worked for him in a very specific place of power didn't look like him. Because that's what the Democratic Party does to you. At least know it going in so that you can alter it. so that when you go in, you're powerful enough. I watch it here locally. Well, I got to make it a point not to get anybody black to work for me because I'm black and, you know, somebody might think I'm racist or somebody might think I'm going to have white people all around me. And then that way they can, yeah, right. And you're not doing anything for the black community either, but okay. Do you? And then we complain. We feel good about having a black person in there, but they're not really doing anything for you. They really haven't lifted a finger for you. And then they hide behind, well, I have to be the leader of all people. Right. But it's funny, before you got in office, you sure were talking about helping black people, and you sure were talking about it's important that we help black people. Now all of a sudden, you didn't forget. But I guess it's the old saying, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Gary said, Obama had a very intelligent black woman on his staff in Susan Rice. That was the second term. So I was not clear in my comments. I was meaning the first term. So thank you for that, Gary. You are so absolutely right. But again, it took what? Pushback. Why we got to keep pushing back? Why we got to keep proving ourselves over and over and over? Just stop. I think I want black people to stop committing crimes against black people so we can pay attention when other people do it to us. I'm just saying. I don't get it. I'm confused. Half the people in the radio just went, yeah, you are. It's just getting to the point where we care more about how other people treat us than we treat us. And I just don't understand. Like, I am, what's the name? Baffled? Befuddled? I just don't get it. I don't understand how we allow other people to do things to us that we do to ourselves. If it's wrong if they do it to us, then it's wrong if we do it to us. But I guess nobody really cares. And so it just you ever just be confused, or you just don't know what to say? Like, sometimes you talk to yourself, okay, well, maybe. And then there are other things that you just stop talking. You just like, I just don't get it. It's like we spend so much time correcting other people, you miss the whole point of what someone is saying. That we love black so much that it blinds us when things aren't right. Or that we should overlook it because of somebody black. Makes no sense. Will they use it against us? Sure. They. White people. Sure. But just like black people are not all the same, white people are not all the same either. Majority good, some bad, some worse. The problem is we don't control the certain things that push that voice into the community, like TV. Like, for the most part, radio. So the rarity of a black talk radio station is at least somewhere you should be once a day, just to catch up on what's going on. But that's not what we do. We'd rather bash and find reasons why we shouldn't do something instead of just holding it down, having a little bit of suffering for the people that are coming behind you to get it done. Entrepreneurship Tuesday is coming up and the 5 o'clock hour, and then we'll have top five at five. So make sure you hang around, make sure you stick around, and make sure you stay plugged in and locked in right here. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.